Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Brandon Cullinan. He is a seminarian of the Diocese of Columbus studying at the Josephinum. You've just entered into theology. Is that right, Brandon?
Yeah, I finished my fourth year in the college this spring, and so I'll be entering into the theologate in the fall.
Excellent. Well, as we begin this segment of our conversation, let's start with a prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord God, we rejoice in the gift of this day and in the opportunities to serve you, the opportunities to grow in virtue and knowledge of you. We just ask that you continue to bless us, renew us, and strengthen us this day through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, Brandon, the last time you were on, we were talking about kind of your journey of faith.
Yeah.
Back through the Catholic Church. And I wanted to dwell a little bit more on your experience coming into the church, you know, before you actually came. Well, you were baptized Catholic, if our listeners recall, you were baptized Catholic and then fell away or weren't really raised in the faith. And then through a Protestant church, you came back to the church.
Yeah.
And I wanted to hit upon... when you look back at your experience with Rock City, with the church that you were involved with, what kind of lessons or things do you still rely on that you have from that? You know, it's like when we come from a non-Catholic environment, and so many of us, even lifelong Catholics, have been touched and inspired by our Protestant or Orthodox brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
What kind of lessons do you retain from that part in your life?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think, like, I definitely learned a real, you know, kind of fundamental spirituality there. In the Protestant church I've been a member of, I began learning how to pray. I began to read the Bible. And, you know, I saw this legitimate affection and love for Jesus and a desire to really accept him as our Lord, and not just in lip service, not just in a purely, you know, rote or just in exterior practices, but to make that a really transformative aspect of our whole being. And so, I've tried to continue that as I've moved forward in the faith, and certainly I think this is a common understanding with regards to Protestants versus Catholics, but there was a great active view towards the Bible that was there, which I haven't seen as much in Catholics, where it's a lot more people are content with sort of just hearing it at Mass or, you know, for seminarians, maybe in the breviary. And so I've tried to sort of continue that forward, both for myself and sort of maintaining a habit of trying to read the Bible at least in its entirety once a year, but also in encouraging my seminarian brothers and, you know, trying to adopt similar practices of being more aware, not just with individual sections of the Bible, but with it as a, you know, comprehensive work of God's plan for our salvation.
You mentioned that in your reading of the Bible, you came to John chapter 6, and that although, you know, we might say it was an intellectual conversion in some ways because you saw what was said by our Lord in John chapter 6, and you saw what the fathers of the church taught, and, you know, but obviously the Eucharist had great importance to you, and I'm wondering, like, especially as you went back to Mass with your grandmother at St. Timothy's, and along the course, the importance of the Eucharist in your own life, and maybe how you have met the Lord in the Eucharist.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how you could overstate the importance of the Eucharist. I mean, so yeah, like at first, very much it was largely intellectual. I saw how the biblical text and the writings of the early Christians lead to an understanding of the Eucharist. But especially as I have grown in, you know, trying to follow the faith, I've tried to make it a more and more central part of myself to have this great desire for union with God. And it's, you know, in in a way that that's not matched by anything else that we can experience before entering into heaven. The Eucharist really offers us a way to know Jesus personally and intimately. And so, you know, I mean, just the idea that we can come into this personal contact with God here on earth is, you know, something that every Christian, of course, desires. It's just some have that disagreement about the theological possibility, but
the and obviously that love for the Eucharist has kind of brought you to discerning the priesthood. And so how did you discern priestly vocation, or at least to the point to get you into seminary?
Yeah, so I first felt called to the priesthood. It was I think June or July of 2015. And so I had begun practicing Catholicism in March. And so it was very soon afterwards, actually. It was before I was confirmed, even. The actual first event that made me think about it was, it was kind of just surprising for me. What I remember is over the course of about 2 weeks, and kind of out of nowhere, a lot of people started asking me if I was considering being a priest. And so there were family members and friends and just people who barely knew that I was now Catholic. Like it had just become a part of my life, and I barely knew what a priest was at that point. And I had not been thinking about the priesthood really. Like it was just, okay, the priest is a person who I see when I go to Mass on Sunday. So yeah, I mean, for a while I didn't think anything of it, but again, over like a 2 week period, I was asked maybe 10, 15 times, and eventually it just like, it stuck with me. Okay, I keep hearing this question. Is there something to it? And so, you know, I started talking with my pastor, Father Timothy Hayes, and he spoke to me a bit about it, but he also got me in touch with the vocation director for the diocese. Then it was Father Noble. And he, in turn, both helped me to start thinking about seminary, but also he got me in touch with some programs in the diocese where people who are discerning the priesthood can go and speak with other seminarians and other people who are also thinking about it. And, you know, and so I started attending those, and I watched Father Hayes and the other priests who I encountered. I watched them more closely, and I started to see, you know, how life of the priesthood of this real dedication to the work of salvation and the church is this great way to live out both your love for God and, you know, for God to work through the priest to bring about the salvation of others.
If you're tuning in, this is Conversations on Discipleship, and I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Brandon Cullinan. He's a seminarian for the Diocese of Columbus. Brandon, as you have gone into seminary, and you said you've just completed your time in college.
Yeah, I finished my fourth year.
So how, I mean, was there an adjustment, you know, especially as a convert going into seminary? Was it edifying or not, you know? How was that adjustment, especially as a convert?
Yeah, it was a very radical change for me, but it was very edifying. So I entered seminary in 2017. And so I was confirmed in November of 2015. And so at the time I had been a practicing Catholic for a little less than 2 years. And so for a person who had mostly been within like a, you know, like the secular school system had been my community growing up, it was a just incredible change. And so I went to the Hilliard school system, and it was really good. I had these great teachers who were really supportive of me. But living outside the context of Christianity, you know, how they were supportive of me was desiring my, you know, my happiness, my economic success, things like that. To suddenly move from that and to be a part of both the church community, but going to Mass and participating in the parish life, but then especially to suddenly enter seminary where it is surrounded by these people who are intensely Catholic and interested in the faith. You know, these people can care about your salvation. They can kind of really understand this great unity of like the human intellectual, emotional life with, you know, your your exterior, your body and your soul, and just bringing it all together in this real desire for this mutual happiness and perpetual joy for each member of the community.
Excellent. You know, as we kind of wrap up our time together, you know, obviously Scripture has been very important to your journey. And, you know, maybe you could just talk a little bit about the need for, you know, ongoing Bible study, Scripture study in our own lives.
Yeah, I mean, Scripture is God's Word. It's very much how He's revealed Himself to us. And I know that the church, you know, tries through the cycle of readings at Mass and through various other ways to, you know, try to introduce every Catholic to Scripture. But in that, it's tough to get like a good grasp on the full scope of Scripture, even in like a very fundamental level. And I think it's definitely something that would benefit everyone to take a more active practice of reading Scripture. I've heard about things recently, like I think there's a Bible in a Year program.
Yeah, Father Michael Schmitz is.
Yeah, I've heard a few people say that they've been participating in that, and I think that's great.
Well, Brandon, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll end with a prayer in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord God, we ask that you bless Brandon, bless all of our seminarians and our priests. We ask that you strengthen and renew the church with an increase in vocations to the priesthood. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. You've been listening to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today has been seminarian Brandon Cullinan. Until next time, peace and all good.